Is it a job you want?
I see myself as more a person who keeps things running in the way that the council's always been organized. I would have been more obvious choice for an assistant director position. So I'm an introvert, and so the interaction with people across the street is a little bit, I mean, I can do it. I did it in redistricting, but it's not my favorite role. So I didn't apply for the executive director's job when they posted it originally. And, you know, they had their finalist candidates and couldn't agree. And
right.
So we're sort of at an impasse, me, and asked me if I would do it at least on a temporary basis. They really wanted to get something resolved and get the council on a stable footing going into a session that's going to be really, really difficult with the budget crisis and redistricting. They decided if I was willing to stay longer, they were willing to make it permanent ED position.
How do you think that this session will compare to others? What makes you think it's going to be really, really difficult?
Every session is unique because it's a combination of the issues they have to deal with, the personalities of the people who are elected to office. A lot of things are not under anybody's control. Yeah, it's obvious it's going to be difficult because anytime we have a budget crisis and they have to figure out how to save money, it's difficult because Texas has always been a fiscally conservative state, so there's not a lot of fat in the budget, ever. Redistricting is difficult for different reasons. Just, it's a distraction. There's all the political dynamic. There's just no easy way to do it and make everybody happy. And having both of those things happen at the same time, just, you know, it seems like it'd be a complicating issue. How the makeup of the House and the Senate plays into that is anybody's guess.
How much do politics play a role in this job? And I mean, is this a tough job to be in, not only logistically and the amount of work you have to do in a short amount of time, but just the role you have as sort of you're the chief civilian over here, whereas you've got all these elected officials and all their political considerations. How much does that concern you, or how much do you think about that, or how much are you aware of that? Have you thought about that much?
No, I mean, I've been at the council for so long, it's just confidentiality and nonpartisanship are just, I mean, it's as natural as breathing. You know, it's just, that's something that's the gospel that's preached to you from the day you come to work here. We generally just, we don't get drawn into the political side of things. I mean, obviously, we have people who are good citizens and they vote and they have opinions about things, but, you know, when they walk in the office door, they are apolitical,